The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Jed Buse. Jed, we'd love to be calling the number 24 out on the ground this evening. You'd love to be out there, but for those listening in, not aware, you're just suffering with some groin issues at the moment. Can you take us through what the concern is as you join us on K-Rock tonight? Welcome to you.
Thanks for having me. I've got a bit of osteitis pubis at the moment, so it's not ideal. It's probably been about 2 months now since we kind of recognised that I had it. We've kind of tried downloading me and, well, you know, slowly working me back up, and that hasn't quite worked. So I had a little injection during the week, and then we'll try again Monday and see how we go.
Okay. So in the off season, basically as soon as the season was done, you went in for shoulder surgery.
Yep.
And you started running not long after that, and you did a power of work through the off season. Anybody who went down to Deakin and watched the Cats train over the pre-season would have seen you just pounding out the laps. Is this groin problem related to the amount of running you did?
Yeah, it probably would. It's a workload thing. So, obviously, yeah, having that shoulder surgery, you know, I couldn't do much of the contest stuff. So I was running lots of laps and doing that kind of stuff, which obviously wasn't great for me groin, and it was too much. So yeah, I think it's a bit of workload.
Okay, time frame. Have you been given any indication of when you'll be right to return to play?
Not exactly sure. You know, 4 weeks maybe. Who knows?
Jed, you said you had an injection during the week.
Yep.
Was that similar to the first one you had? And talk us through the first one.
Nah, the first one was like an IV drip kind of thing, and it was supposed to help with bone healing, so all your bones are supposed to benefit from it. And I think one of the side effects was you had a mild fever, but I couldn't walk. I couldn't breathe properly. I was stuck in bed. Almost accepted my fate. I remember messaging the doctor at 5:30 just saying, can you ring me when you wake up, because I can't move. So it wasn't great.
Wow.
But
I shouldn't laugh, but I did have the heads up with this, and this injection they give women with menopause, it's supposed to help that too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep, yeah, yep. And it didn't really do much for me. I didn't really like it at all.
So what was that injection for?
Same thing, yeah. But it was a bone healing. It's supposed to help with bone healing.
Okay.
And the second one you've had straight in, I'm imagining, to the symphysis region, which is not a pleasant injection. I've had that one myself.
That's one of the most awkward, unpleasant experiences I've had, I reckon. You know, having a few guys just kind of staring while your junk's out. It's not great, but...
I was going to say, you've had the injection because of the load of running. What did you have it for, Chuck? It wouldn't have been because you were training that hard.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot. Mine was from squatting down 600 times a day with 120 kilos on my back.
All right.
With just my own guts, unfortunately. Yeah. Let's get back to Busey. Or Neil, you go.
Jed, just from a team perspective, obviously we've seen one game with a lot of new faces, so six new players in the side. And, you know, there's been a few callers and we've been chatting up here as... You know, so new faces brings with it some new enthusiasm. But we're also wondering, the emphasis of the style of play over summer, has Chris changed anything there? So can you give us a comment on those six new players and what really has been the focus for the group? And have you changed anything or just tried to improve what you've been doing? How's that been going?
One of our focus areas is that pressure, I think, especially in our forward half. It wasn't good enough last year. And bringing in a few of those guys who've played, you Luke Dalhouse, Gary Rowan, they've shown already that, you know, when they're on and their pressure's up, you know, it does wonders for our defence and our attack. So that's kind of been our main one. And then, like you said, having those other young guys come in and play has been great. Like, it's brought that enthusiasm, especially last week, you know, a big game against Collingwood, and I'd say all those guys performed pretty well.
Second part of that question, Busey, maybe, is the midfield rotations. We were talking about it before, to allow some of those hard nuts, if you like, Selwood, Dangerfield, these guys, Ablett, to get out of the midfield. And we've seen Atkins and Constable and a few of the young boys, albeit round one, but a bit through the JLT. Has that been a bit of a focus to spread the workload across a broader spectrum?
I don't actually know, but I don't spend much time in there, but I think it is, yeah. We want to get those young guys, you know, time in the middle in those big moments, and you know, to have your Dangerfield or Ablett, Selwood, those guys sitting forward, it's pretty dangerous as well for us.
Jed, obviously you're a backman. You probably haven't been in those groups a hell of a lot, but over the pre-season with the rule changes, from what I see, it advantages the teams who defensively are good one-on-one. Have you had to change with Scarlo the way you've gone about your training and positioning and things like that now?
A little bit. I think just adjusting to the 666 at centre bounces, that's probably been the biggest one. But I think for us, you know, we like to pride ourselves on that one-on-one and being good in a contest, so that side probably hasn't changed too much. But at the same time, we do like to try, and if we can, get across and help. But like I said, with that 666, you know, the gaps are a bit bigger now, so you've got to play it a bit smarter.
I suppose you're getting taught by the master of the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You talked to us about busy pre-season, about, I suppose, trying to find a spot in that back six that was going to be so competitive. How frustrating that you look at a young Jordan Clark coming into the side and making a spot off a back flank his own, and knowing that Zach Tui's got to come back into the side, and you eventually can come back into the side, hopefully, and you've got all these other names down there. You're looking at it and going, gee, you're making it hard for yourself because you're sitting here with us.
Oh, it is. It is hard. It's going to be hard to get back in. And maybe a bit frustrating at times, but you know, that's just the way it is. I've just got to get my body right and then just play good footy. Simple as that.
It's a contract year for you as well. I'm guessing those discussions are probably on hold at the moment. Or when does your manager start, I suppose, having conversations with the club about 2020 and beyond?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, I'd assume it's on hold at the moment. I wouldn't want to be talking when I'm injured anyway. So it's it's just for me, it's just get the body right, play some footy and just see what happens.
On to tonight's game, Buse. We were watching some highlights before where you played last year in that unbelievable match where Tui kicked the goal after the siren, and the tomahawk, I thought he was sensational in that last quarter. Last year. It was a magnificent game. We called it here on K-Rock Footy. What do you expect from the Demons tonight? I mean, they had a disappointing start last week. You guys started well with a good wing over the Pies, but there's no room in this competition for complacency. What do you expect from the Ds tonight?
Oh, they'll come out firing. Like you said, that disappointing loss last week, they'll be fired up. I think our boys will be just as fired up as well, though, because obviously they knocked us out last year. They embarrassed us at the end of the year, so I assume that our boys will be pretty fired up as well.
And I know you haven't been around the main group a lot with your injury, and I sense your frustration. Has there been, for our listeners more so than us, one of the younger blokes that's really impressed you with the way he's gone about it? I know Constable's not so much a younger bloke, but he's had a good build-up this year. Is there someone around the group? Is it Myers? Someone that's caught your imagination?
Yeah, Cryan's actually surprised me a bit. I didn't know what to expect from him this year. I think he showed last week that he's just always around, always doing something involved. It's really good to watch. But I think all those six debutants we had last week, they were all impressive to watch. Gary Rowan's run down the last minute, I think it was. That was awesome. You know, Charlie's just slogs away in the middle. He's good to watch. Tommy Atkins, his pressure is awesome. So it's, yeah, they've all got kind of their own little knack that they're good at.
Although he didn't have a great game last week, I reckon Asava Radigalia is going to be such a crucial component of your structure. And just to give a bit of a chop out in the ruck as well, but to give you that another tall target with the little mosquito fleet around them. And, you know, he's almost like a new recruit.
Definitely. And it probably takes a bit of, you know, pressure off Tom Hawkins. So it's good to have another big, powerful four that can take some good grabs.
Yeah, Jed, you said you mentioned that final last year when Melbourne played particularly well. So for our listeners that are going to be here tonight, that were listening to K-Rock and watching the footy, if there's one or two areas where you think you have to beat Melbourne in to win the match, what would they be? What are we going to be looking for?
I think it's probably the contested ball, number one. They pride themselves on winning the footy in the contest. And just seeing how much we can probably slow them down. Especially exiting out of their D50, those two.
Chuck, you've done well to hold your focus on Jed Buse, because your Saints are about to cause an upset at Marvel Stadium. They lead by 23 points with 3.5 minutes remaining, 76-53. You're going to start 2-0?
We'll talk about that after Busey goes. We're 2-0, but the Bombers are 0-2. That might be a bigger story than the Saints.
Absolutely.
Stay with Busey.
Busey, what's keeping you busy off the field? I suppose when you get this sense of frustration here and your injury, something's got to occupy your mind to, I suppose, stop you from going insane.
Yeah, I've just started a little cabinetry course, so at the Gordon, just started that. That and a online real estate course, so I'm doing a bit of study, so back to school. Okay, it's going to get me busy.
And cultivating a little bit of hair on the top lip as well.
Yeah, Mum hates it. So it's good
Smithers,
fun.
Smithers is not a fan?
Nah, she hates it. She wants it gone.
Did the old man... I've never seen the old man with a...
No.
Yeah, once.
Did Rad ever... Did he ever mow?
Once.
I can't remember.
Geez, it must have been in the 80s.
He went to the States and you got to be 21 to drink. And he might have been 20. So he grew a moustache and went over there and tried to... have a few drinks, I think.
That still wouldn't have worked. He's 3'8".
So that would have been about 1984. Just the old man's. This is a scary thought for those who've grown up following the Cats. Andrew Buse is nearly 55, and that frightens me.
Well, imagine if you were his teammates. That's not all that great for us.
Well, just talking to the great man out in the back, when Busey came in, talking to the great man, Jimmy Bartel, and he always tells a story about when he used to come to our place in his first year lot for dinner, and he used to walk around from the corner through the horse paddocks and the cow paddocks and the whole bit. And my oldest daughter, Molly, was only a squirt then. And I just reminded him that she'll be 21 soon.
Wow.
And that's horrible to think that. And they, you know, that means I'm nearly 50.
It's a frightening thought. Jude, hopefully everything goes right.
It is, nearly, isn't it? It's horrible. It's,
yes. Everything goes well with the recovery. We love having you up here. We'd prefer to be seeing you out there in the 24 running around. Good luck with the recovery, and hopefully we'll see you back out there very shortly.
Thank you much. Thanks for having me.
Jude, great to join us on K-Rock Footy.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.